USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots took place on January 6th. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
Well, during my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest.
Winter storm warnings have been issued through Sunday across New York and New England, where they could see up to a foot of snow. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Another state is reporting a case of the new COVID-19 variant that's continuing to spread around the world.
The variant of the coronavirus that was first detected in the United Kingdom has reached Oregon. Health officials announced late Friday the state's first case. It is not known where the individual contracted the new strain. They have no known recent travel history. The variant has been detected in at least 12 states in 50 countries. A strain from South Africa has spread to at least 20 countries. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say there is no evidence that the variants cause more severe illness or increase the risk of death. They also say it does not impact the effectiveness of vaccines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Facebook and Twitter lost a combined $51 billion in market cap after their decision to ban President Trump from their platforms. Facebook and Instagram have restored the social media pages of President Trump on their platform as of Friday evening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Harvard University is bowing to the woke left mob. That's according to Republican Congressman from New York, Elise Stefanik, as she is now removed from the school's advisory board for supporting the GOP's objection to the 2020 presidential election. The school announcing earlier this week that the four-term congresswoman from upstate New York and a strong supporter of President Trump was removed from its senior advisory committee in the wake of last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol due to her public assertions about voter fraud in November's presidential election. Stefanik telling the She Thinks Independent Women's Forum podcast,
I was the only person on the board that voted for President Trump and who actually has been on the ballot as a Republican. And now they have a totally monoculture approach. And the people that hurts the most are the students who come from different backgrounds, who have a different perspective and deserve that robust debate to hear different sides and to foster critical thinking.
Eight teams will battle to advance in this weekend's NFL playoff action. Today's matchups feature the Los Angeles Rams taking on the top-seeded Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, followed by the Baltimore Ravens clashing with the Bills in Buffalo. The game in Lambeau Field set to kick off just after 4:30 Eastern Time, and the game in Buffalo at 8:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.